Earlier this month, the votes were not there to pass a resolution against the project. At their second meeting this month, the Assembly took up a letter taking a different tack. That letter asks the Commissioner of the Department of Transportation to extend the road closer to Petersburg. Mayor Mark Jensen has been a supporter of the project and wants the state to consider additional road work.
Terminating the road at 12 Mile Creek is not a very good plan. I would hope that there would be more money appropriated by the state, or if the state urged the DOT to use all of the money for construction instead of spending some of it for other means, other uses, the road would be able to come a lot closer to Petersburg than 12 Mile. If it ends up at 5 Mile for now, that would be better than 12 Mile, but I think the ideal place would be across the Narrows where the waters, even if it's windy, are passable.
The current plans are to end the road 12 miles north of Petersburg at a new boat ramp. Jensen has said he thinks the road will be an economic benefit to the two communities and could help getting goods or services to Cake. The DOT's stated purpose for doing the work is to improve access to subsistence hunting and fishing on the island. State and federal highway planners have looked at other versions of road and ferry connections between Cake and Petersburg, but have abandoned those for being too costly. Petersburg's Assembly has been pretty well split on the latest plans for the road. Opponents wonder why the money can't be used by the ferry system or some other state government need. Assemblymember Jay Stanton Greger didn't attend the meeting, but submitted a written comment backing the city of Kupernaw and its opposition to the project. And Assemblymember Taylor Norheim repeated his stance that the road building is not something this assembly needs to weigh in on.
So, it is in our borough, but it's not our road. Bringing it closer to Kupernaw, they don't want it. That's clear. So that's, I don't know. I won't be voting for this. We'll just let the state eat this one.
The vote was 3-3 on sending this letter to the DOT, with Jensen, Bob Lynn, and Brandy Morrell voting for it. Without four votes, it fails. The Assembly did agree on sending a half dozen other letters. Those include one to the Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Agriculture that seeks an independent audit of timber sales on Kupernaw and Prince of Wales Islands. Other letters seek state funding for other transportation projects in the area, and one supports the state's Ocean Ranger cruise ship monitoring program, while another seeks continuation of state payments to municipalities. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.